Elegy. I pass by the erotic bakery. The way the tits of lemon meringue whirled in the window that day looked at first like breasts, then more like paws of my grandfather's clubfoot Siamese. I want to believe that, after he died, the cat didn't gnaw off his face. I've heard it happens. I'd like to ask the pastry chef if his vision of whipped egg whites and sugar meant he saw, in a dream, that mangled paw pressed to my grandfather's chest. I know my grandfather died alone with the TV on. I need to know he kept his face that day in the green armchair, that the channel he chose as his heart slowed was not televangelism, but a bird documentary, dark-eyed juncos jilting the magnolias, fiercer than angels flying south. I need to know the show's voiceover was pitched in the gauzy timbre of lullaby, low and Latinate, Byzantine, because hearing during death is the last faculty to go. And so his last moments were filled with the wingbeat of juncos and a calm, omniscient voice, Fringilla nigra, ventre, albo, black, finch with a white belly. Languid in heat, the meringue breasts cave a little, almost inscrutably burnt brown at the side seams and at the tips. I lick my lips, though I won't enter. I'm afraid, like Christ, they'd turn to flesh in my mouth.